Hello, this is the Daily Tech, and today I'm sharing some more tech news with you. It's been really interesting, so you stick around until the end, and you'll be able to get all the latest tech news. Also, if you're watching on YouTube, do click the subscribe button. If you're on anything like Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, then do click the follow a heart button. That way, you'll all be able to hear the latest tech news by me. You can hear the latest tech news. Also, all the articles I do talk about in today's episode will be linked in the description. So yeah, let's get right into it. First article by TechRadar. NVIDIA RTX 3060 Ti GPU could be unleashed on November 17th, which is what we currently think. So NVIDIA's GeForce RTX 3060 Ti, which is supposedly the next GPU to arrive in the Ampere range, could be launched less than 3 weeks' time on November the 17th, going by latest speculation. So this comes from MyDrivers. Along with the suggestion that, according to third-party graphics card manufacturers, stock levels of the 3060 Ti will be similar to that witnessed of the RTX 3070 that just hit the shelves. In other words, it means they pretty much won't exist. You cannot find a 3070 right now, at all. You probably can on like eBay, and they're going for ridiculous prices. But yeah, you can't find one pretty much, which is kind of crazy, because you'd hope they would have left it a bit longer to get more stock, but I guess not. But that really wouldn't be any surprise given the RTX 3000 launches, which have all failed to meet demand by quite a bit of a margin. Take these leaks, any leak I talk about and anyone talks about, with a pinch of salt, if that's the word you want to use. Just watch out. These are only leaks. We haven't got any official information. So yeah. It is, however, true that the November 17th date more or less falls in line with that what we've heard from the grapevine previously, after Chinese retailers put the RTX 3060 Ti up for pre-order. Which, yeah. So the rumored spec and cost. So the rumor mill still reckons that the 3060 Ti will weigh in at under $400 when it debuts, and it will boast 4,864 CUDA cores. So I believe it's just a bit less powerful than the 2080 Ti, the 3070, with 8 gigs of GDDR6 VRAM. It will use the same GPU as the RTX 3070, just a cut down version. So I think when you make GPUs and like the CPU kind of things, different ones, different cores inside them are sometimes more or less powerful. I think that's what i3s are, just like worse versions of i5s, like the same. Yeah, I think that's kind of what the 3060 Ti is going to be. So as mentioned, the recently launched GeForce RTX 3070 GPU failed to provide sufficient inventory to retailers and sold out super quickly, to the point where I'm pretty certain it was gone in like less than a minute, but I'm not sure on that. But I assume it was very like that. But if you're wondering where the vanilla RTX 3060 is, there are currently rumour notes that there is no clear release time frame yet, but it probably will arrive at a later date. So yeah, 3060 Ti coming soon, we hope. And I think that's going to be really good. I think the 3060 Ti is going to fit in really well into this range. Like you have the 3070, which is the mid-range, low GPU on this RTX range. I think the 3060 Ti is just perfect for the more budget area. I mean, it's still going to be quite expensive. At $400, it's nothing cheap, but it's a lot better than, obviously, it's still quite good. And I think it fits in, because you have the 3080, which is kind of the mid-range power, and you have the full 3090, even though the 3080 is more higher, it's the very high end, really, apart from the 3090, which I still don't think is a great. I think the 3080 is probably the best card if you're going for the higher end. I just think getting a 3090 just probably wouldn't even be worth it, and you can't get it right now anyway. You can't get any of those cars, so yes, that's what you get when you don't get too much stock. But yeah, next up, article by How to Geek. How to get the HTC Sense Weather and Clock widget on Android. Just thought it was a nice thing to talk about. We don't talk about HTC too much. I think it's just nice to talk about. So the Android operating system has produced iconic designs. One of the most notable of the early Android days was the HTC Sense and Weather and Clock widget. If you remember this classic widget fondly, you can use it today on your Android smartphone, which is quite cool. So you won't need a HTC phone to use these, which is obviously quite, all you need to do is download them from the Google Play Store. So the first widget is called Sense, Flip, Clock and Weather. This is the one modeled after the early versions of the HTC Sense widget. Install the app on your Android device from the Play Store and open it to begin. That to grant permission to display the weather, pretty much. Give the app preferred permission to proceed. If you want the widget to always display the most accurate weather, you'll have to go into your settings and grant permission to your location. But to be fair, I believe these will be fine. You'll now see a pretty typical weather app interface, but what we're after is obviously the widget. So if you go to your phone or tablet's home screen and then hold in a blank spot to bring up the menu, and you can get it as a widget. And I believe that, yes, pretty much the same thing for the other one as well. No point going in through to it. Oh yeah, I just thought it was a cool thing. Some people will enjoy that, so I just thought I'd talk about it. Yeah. Next article, a bit more serious. Are you being flooded with Google Drive alerts? If so, you could have been hacked. And this article is by Express. If you're one of the 1 billion people using Google Drive around the world, then you need to be aware that a recent security alert from experts. This week it was revealed that cyber crooks have managed to exploit a flaw in Google Drive to direct users to phishing scams. The latest con sees what looks like a legitimate and authentic Google Drive alert being pushed out to unsuspecting users, so don't click on it, and well, you will know how that goes. These alerts seem real enough, with it appearing like emails or push notifications are being sent by Google themselves. A new authentic looking nature of these messages could lead to Google Drive users being caught off guard, especially the ones that aren't too like in the knowing about this, like where they just kind of use Drive because of what it is, they don't kind of know about this stuff. I think that's the especially targeted range here. So as reported by Wired, for the mobile version of Google Drive, scammers have been taking advantage of the collaborative features to send out push notifications inviting victims to edit a document. And then if you click on that, I assume it does something. If clicked on, Google Drive users are directed to a document which has a large, tempting and malicious link. Do not click any links that you just will get randomly sent, really. Email notifications are created for the scam, also contain nefarious links, which are the key to the latest phishing scam. So Wired also said that cybercrooks are working their way through a huge list of Gmail accounts to target G Drive users. Obviously, they'll just kind of type in Gmail accounts and then go like that. I believe that's how they do it. And I think with all these companies selling off information, it's probably not too hard. The scam was initially highlighted by Twitter user @jcyber_, an independent cybersecurity researcher who was targeted by the scam. Yeah, maybe don't target someone who works against it. So they went on to say, mobile targeted phishing is on the rise, there are less security controls. A Google spokesperson said the measures were in place to detect and stop the new spam attacks, but no security procedures are 100% effective, especially when they find other ways to combat it. They added that anyone who's been targeted by it should report it, and it can be done by heading to a link. That's funny. But you can report it, it's quite obvious how to. So yeah, you can report it and they'll look into it and kind of ban that stuff, I believe. They do stuff to stop it. Speaking about the threat, David said it's difficult for Google to do anything if the notification is coming from a legitimate account, which is, of course, easy to create. So avoid clicking on any links when sent from unknown sources. So say you just get a random email with a link. Don't click on it. Just don't. I mean, that should be common knowledge anyway, but some people don't, so yeah. Oh, wow, that's right, that's interesting. Random. Anyway, yeah, so moving on. TechRadar, article by TechRadar. So Moto G5G leaks suggest another budget 5G Motorola handset is on the way. So 5G for even less. I mean, we've already got like the Moto G5G Plus, so a 5G, just a G5G would make sense. And it's called the One 5G in the US, so the 5G Plus. And if the rumours are correct, then the standard G5G is going to be the next affordable 5G phone to arrive from Motorola. So as per information obtained by XDA developers and an image posted to SlashLeaks, the handset is going to come running the brand new mid-range Snapdragon 750G chipset with 6GB of RAM and 128GB of storage on board, which is quite good. for a, it depends on the price, though, depending on how much it is, and then it could be quite good. Further information revealed on Twitter points to a 6.66-inch display running at a resolution of 2400 by 1080 pixels, plus a 5000mAh battery. As the name suggests, this looks to be a slightly less powerful version of the G5G Plus. The display is said to run at standard 60Hz, which is to be expected at this budget price, especially when you're getting 5G. Though there's no word whether it uses LCD or OLED, though the G5G Plus uses LCD, so yeah. Yeah, I think it's more likely it'll be LCD. So around the back, there are reportedly three cameras, a 48MP primary sensor, an 8MP telephoto lens, and a 2MP macro lens. As for the front-facing camera, that's apparently going to be a single 16MP selfie camera. So quite good cameras on this, I mean, yeah. Also included in the leaked specs is a mention of a dedicated Google Assistant button, which I have to say it's a bit controversial. Some people want it, some people don't. I feel like they shouldn't put it on there, but I guess it, some people use it. I don't know, I think if it's too easy to knock, then you shouldn't. I don't know, maybe it should just, you'll be able to disable it. I think you might be able to disable it, but I'm not sure. Hopefully you can. I think you should always have the option to disable something like that. So yeah. Moving on. So the Oppo K7X to arrive with a 90Hz display and Dimensity 720 chipset. So this is by Gizmo China. So on Wednesday, Oppo will be taking off covers with the Oppo K7X smartphone. Ahead of the announcement, the handset has already appeared on Tenet's database with all of its specifications. Today, Oppo shared a poster to reveal the capabilities of the phone's display. Also, the handset has emerged on Geekbench benchmarking platform to reveal its processor as well. So yeah, definitely being linked to way too much. So the poster released by Oppo reveals that the Oppo K7X has a hole punch display, which is becoming quite more common. The image also confirms that the screen supports a refresh rate of 90Hz and a touch sampling rate of 180Hz. Oof, that sounds a bit much. The image also shows the presence of a side-mounted fingerprint scanner. The Geekbench 5 listing of the Oppo K7X, mentioned the per moment model number, reveals that it is driven by the MediaTek MT6853V-ZA processor. The model number belongs to the Dimensity 720 chipset. So it has a base frequency of 8GB and it's going to be pre-installed with Android 10. So all around, very good phone. Also, it's going to have a 6.5-inch LCD display that delivers a full HD plus resolution, which is always quite good. The phone is expected to arrive in 6 and 8 gig models, with storage capacities like 64, 128, 256 in China. It also has a micro SD card slot for storage, and it's backed by a 5000mAh battery. Finally, for the camera, selfie camera with 60MP. 48MP for the primary shooter, 8MP for the secondary, and 2MP sensors, the two 2MP sensors. It's expected to arrive in colours like green, grey, and blue in the home market. But there is no word on pricing, and I don't think this is only a China phone, but might as well talk about it anyway. Yeah, that's a good idea. Next up, article by Wearable. OnePlus Watch reportedly delayed as wait for smartphone goes on. The unveiling of a OnePlus smartwatch has apparently been put on hold, despite the brand teasing its arrival back in October. So that's according to a tipster who says multiple sources have provided him with the information that the OnePlus Watch announcement has been postponed without any new date. So I guess they're a bit delayed. So the same tipster suggested that the OnePlus would be announcing the long-rumored smartwatch back in October this year. In fact, OnePlus themselves put out a tweet saying more things are coming into the OnePlus ecosystem, it's just a matter of time. It's also accompanied by a sketch back from 2016, which obviously was a while ago, that suggests the watch was in the works. So now it's really just waiting for it. We kind of know it's a thing. So in 2015, co-founder Cartier, who recently left the company, revealed it considered launching a smartwatch, but it was canned at the last minute. Then earlier this year, a former employee revealed that OnePlus had been looking at smartwatches over the past year. So it's coming soon, but we'll still have to wait a bit. I think a OnePlus smartwatch would be quite good though. So yeah, I think OnePlus making a smartwatch just makes sense. Next article by MacRumors. Second lockdown to close all Apple stores in England for at least 4 weeks. So yeah, a lockdown is happening again in the UK. So on November the 5th, to curb a steep rise in coronavirus cases in the UK. So this means that Apple stores will be closing. So yeah, I don't know why. I'm not sure the exact reason why I'd even, I don't know. I feel like this wasn't even a great, I mean, it's, I think Apple stores in specific, I mean, we already knew. I think this is good to go everything else. By the way, also make sure to always wash your hands no matter where you are. And yeah, just do that as well. So of course, so in the announcement, they said that measures would include closing pubs, restaurants, gyms, and essential shops, which technically includes this, places of worship and all of that. So yeah, so all the app stores in England will be closing. Also, article by Video Games Chronicle. So if you remember the faceplate, custom faceplate thing that we were talking about like a week ago, and then of course we said it would have to be renamed. Well, it's got worse. Did I say it was by Video Games Chronicle? I might have. Yeah, Video Games Chronicle. I probably said that like 3 times now. So PlayStation 5 faceplate seller is now cancelling all orders following legal action from Sony. Which I think hints something, and I'll go into that later. So a peripheral company selling the custom PlayStation 5 faceplates has been forced to cancel all its orders and pull products from sale following reported legal action from Sony. So PlayStation5.com had already been forced to rebrand to CustomizeMyPlates.com following a complaint from Sony. They said after, but only after a day of our website being live, Sony's lawyers asked us to change our name due to trademark infringements. We thought this would be enough to keep everyone happy, and honestly we were hoping, since we're already underway with our product development. But then Sony lawyers told us it was their opinion. Sony's intellectual property extended to the faceplates. If we continue to sell and distribute them in any country, we would end up in court. It added, this all came to light yesterday, and we're now cancelling and refunding all faceplate orders worldwide. We're extremely disappointed about this, but we have no other option. The firm said moving forward it'd be wiser on trademark and patent laws and focus on offering legal console skins and other products. So the UK-based company was taking orders for the unofficial PS5 shells in a variety of colours, and I think it would have been really good. So yeah, I think this does show something. I think normally they wouldn't care. I mean, we've seen stuff for other consoles. They haven't cared about that as much. I mean, I'm not sure if that kind of doesn't count. I don't know. I think this could mean that we're going to see some official plates off Sony, and they don't want this competition that they know they can avoid. And it would make sense. I mean, the fact that they showed that they can be removed, we all know that. I think it is a good opportunity for Sony to make custom faceplates. And I think that's definitely an option that they're going to explore. And I think that's just why they're doing this. I think we could see faceplates coming very soon for the PlayStation 5, officially from Sony. I think it is possible. I think that's the only reason why we're taking this down. I'm not sure if they would care so much if they weren't going to do it, but I think seeing as things they'll be making their own, I think that would make more sense. So yeah, a bit of a shame that they had to be taken down. I don't think that's right. I think you should... Yeah, I think they shouldn't have done it anyway. I think you should have the option to do this, even though, I don't know, there's really no way they could do anything. I think it's impossible now. I think we'll have to wait until loads of people start making these, and then it would be, I don't know. But yeah. And finally, an article by The Sun about Facebook. Lights out. Facebook has added secret dark mode that only some people can get. Check yours now, and I believe I've got it because I went on Facebook yesterday for a whole different reason. So Facebook will be testing out dark mode for it. Oh, on its mobile app. I don't have the mobile app. Right, that's different then. So coding expert Jane Manchun Wong, I don't know, I can't say names, announced on the news on Twitter, but only certain users will get to try out the feature, which is a bit of a shame. So dark mode will be tested publicly on Android and iOS phones, however it's unclear which users will get access to the trial. To check if you're one of them, go to menu and then settings in privacy section of your Facebook app, and some people will get the dark mode button. So I'm really happy to put the dark mode button in the app, because I know some apps like eBay, they're putting the dark mode, built it, so if you're on dark mode on your phone, then it's on eBay. I think they should just do it in the app, because then people who don't have dark mode on older phones will be able to get it. But I guess that's just my opinion, someone will have those older phones. So there will be an option to select dark mode on or off. So if you already have dark mode turned on your smartphone's general settings, then it may change automatically. Presumably if the test goes well, then the dark mode could roll out to Facebook app users. Earlier this year, Facebook gave users of the desktop version an option for dark mode. Oh yeah, so that's then. Another news WhatsApp user, so benefits of dark mode include prolonging the battery life if your phone has OLED screen, because it will turn off the pixels, and it's a more discreet way of browsing the app. I mean, if you're in a darker environment, then it won't blind you completely. Yeah, I think that's obviously quite good. I do like dark mode, it's very helpful. So yeah, I do hope you enjoyed today's episode, because I do enjoy making these. Well, stay safe, just seeing as we've talked about that today and all of that. And yeah, do have a good day.